This is Hirosha Shive of Satoshi's Treasure Hunters with a happy clue day. So it's been 9/5, so this is recorded September 12th. 7 days, I know. 7 very long days. So happy clue day. The Kanthan key is out. Let's get into it. So the Game Makers made an announcement on their official Twitter handle in which they acknowledged they missed the date for the launch of the Tezo Hunt and that there's going to be a delay. It's appreciated, but kind of a little late. It should have came out on the 10th or the 9th, and people would have understood because the Tezo Hunt is dealing with smart contracts. Smart contracts are very difficult to do. There's been issues from the very beginning. You can go back all the way to Ethereum about the different kinds of smart contracts. There are some small ones like multi-key wallets are considered smart contracts, and they're very simple to do. But they're probably the only, pretty much in this cryptocurrency space, they're pretty much the only smart contracts that have been very successful in their implementations. Mind you, use your ear. It's going to happen with anything, and that's probably the biggest vulnerability with anything. But as far as the actual programming and the utility and the function of that smart contract style, it works. It works. It hasn't, as far as I'm aware, been broken. Now, there's been bad multi-sig wallet implementations, but the very core concept of itself has not. Other smart contracts have had problems up the yin-yang of implementations, and there's been significant progression in the smart contract space from various different projects and companies out there, and this is still fairly new. Much of the underlying contract structure is new code base, so it's code that has never, or even code languages, has never been tested the test of time. So there's that difficulty. They don't have like the 10, 20, 30, or 40 years of, you know, back and forth papers and people trying to break it, crack it, or anything like that to, you know, wither this withstand of just, you know, bad actors or functions and all that nonsense. So it's going to be a bit. I wouldn't be surprised if there's not a Tezo Hunt before the end of the year. But anyways, back to Satoshi's Treasure Hunt. We do have a new clue. And it's interesting because a lot of the alternative reality games out there, particularly like the really tech-heavy ones, not like the Pokemon ones or Harry Potter's or those type of games, but the really kind of tech-savvy ones seem to really bite off the Cicada Hunt. And I've gathered a bunch of notes and considered doing a video about the Cicada ARG, but I guess now will probably be the time to put it together and launch it. But that's where the moth symbol is, you know, obviously a bite off of, is from Cicada. And I think there's maybe one or two, but one really prominent alternate reality game that's kind of tech heavy that I've seen that doesn't bite off Cicada, and that is the Mr. Robot from the television show. For the last 4 seasons, there's been an alternate reality game that does not, in fact, in my opinion, bite off a Cicada at all. It's pretty technical at times. There is some fun stuff within it, but much of its implementation, its clue style, really comes from the CFT and other kind of clue or computer games that have been out there. But as far as the alternate reality aspect, it doesn't really bite from Cicada at all. Now maybe some of the mythos about getting like the best individual, if you will, if you follow the Mr. Robot show, and about the themes that are going on there. There might be that a little bit, but that's something that's been around within the like the cyberpunk space, that aspect of, you know, computer programming, that philosophy for a long time. So I wouldn't necessarily put that ownership on Cicada. But here we have it, a new clue has dropped. Let's get into the clue and some little hints that might be helpful for any solves that are to happen. So this is the main Satoshi's Treasure website page. Okay, so quick clues that have not been solved. We got the Earth Key that's still available that has not been declared to be solved. We have the next one is the Checkerboard Key. No one has stated that they have solved it, though there is a clan, a private clan that quit that has. But again, you don't have to release that key or those clues. So for now, it's still available. I'm going to say it's not solved for sure, but it's a possibility. You know, there's a lot of private clans out there, so it's a possibility with any of these keys that there's been solutions. But as far as the public clans go, they have not stated that they've solved this. Let's see. The hackathon key is ended. I have not seen any news about the key and the reward for that. Let's see. The ladder key again, still available. No public solution has been announced. The hidden key has, in fact, been solved. And now we are at the, I want to say Sesothic key. This is the clue. Again, you have the Telegram link. You have this right here, which you have to, this QR code, you have to, again, horizontal, if you will, QR code scan to get the, which is actually the decryptor page. And it's a little different from previous decryptor pages. You have the Satoshi's treasure hunt icon, the little cat here with the clue of a 90-degree angle. And then you have the clue itself, this picture of this moth. And it looks like, I guess you could say, a feminine symbol or Greek symbol that has appeared in other clues in the past. Let's enhance. And then you have this 37.5 degrees, I want to say Celsius. So that is a hint, if you will. Now, this style is very similar in the painting style, the acrylic style of Coin Artist, who did the Legends of Satoshi Nakamoto paintings, particularly the one flame was a bit the one that I did a video for, and I will have a link at the end of the video for that. Maybe there was a cooperation, or maybe they just kind of bite her style here a little bit. But this is what this particular painting style reminds me of. You got these kind of like, like ribbon strokes here. I imagine this is something that you probably have to download and run through imaging programs as well to kind of figure out. But there's this. The decryptor page. Let's get to that. What makes it different is you have this word phrase right here. Using the vinegar cipher with the standard 26-letter alphabet, you must determine the correct keyword from the clue provided and apply it to this instructions to yield the password required. Okay, so let's break down some terms that they've given us. First off, the name of the key. Cathartic. If you go to Webster's Dictionary, and I also have a link to the Wikipedia page about this term. It's relating to the underworld, and if you look at the imaging, it has kind of like this gray and chaotic, background here with these blues and dark imaging. So there's that. I'm sure this Greek symbol probably has to do with death as well. No, cat. Totally rule the internet, don't they? So, did you know that chthonic might seem a lofty and learned word, but it's actually pretty down to earth in its origin and meaning? It comes from chthon, which means earth in Greek, and associated with things that dwell in or under the earth. It's most commonly used in discussion of mythology, particularly underworld mythology. Hades, Psyche, who reign over the underworld of the Greek mythology, might be called chthonic deities, for example, or chthonic has a broader applications too. It can be used to describe something that resembles the mythological underworld. Chthonic darkness, and is sometimes used to describe earthly or natural things as opposed to those that are elevated or celestial. Recent examples on the web, some chthonic texts written during the early to mid-aughts characterize characterized Tumblr as a portal to the underworld. Social media creation myth. That's funny. So there you have it. That might be very helpful to understand that. The vinegar cipher, this is the Wikipedia page, is a method of encrypting alphabet text by using a series of interwoven Caesar ciphers. Based on the letters of the keyword, it imposes a form of polyalphabetic substitutions. Okay, so you have that. I do have a page that has the ability to decrypt and then cipher once you figure out what the key is. I have a link in the show notes to that. And then this is the moth, the Anthropophaga moth, is a North American member of the family Saturni. The giant silk moth is a tan-colored moth with an average wingspan of 15 centimeters or 6 inches. Yeah, these boys are pretty big. I've seen them in real life. The most notable feature of the moth is this large purplish eye spot and its two hind wings. The eye spots give it the name from the Greek myth of Cyclops or Polypheus. The species was first described by Peter Karman in 1776, and the species is widespread in the continent of North America, with local populations found throughout subarctic Canada and the United States. The caliburner can eat 86,000 times its weight as it emerges in a little less than 2 months. Wow, that's a lot. Let's see, conservation, response to threat. So there's a whole Wikipedia page information there. And then this is the cicada image, the moth image. This was like a clue as well for the logo. Nobody has been able since the launch of this game, which was 2014, been able to actually find the moth species that this comes from or any picture association. So this could be something that may have been freehand designed by the game makers of that. No one is certain. But this is the information about Cicada itself, or Cicada 3301. Actually, it was 2013, so here we go. Cicada 301 is a nickname given to the organization that on three occasions has posted a set of puzzles to recruit co-bakers linguistics from the public. The first internet puzzle started way back in 2012. I'm doing really bad time traveling here. January 4th, 2012 on 4chan and ran for approximately 1 month. A second round began 1 year later on January 4th, 2013. And a third round following the confirmation of the Fresh Clues posted on Twitter on January 4th, 2014. The stated intent was to recruit intelligent individuals for presenting a series of puzzles, which were to be solved. No new puzzles were published on January 4th, 2015. However, a new clue was posted on Twitter on January 5th, 2016. And in April of 2017, a verified PG sign message was found. Beware false paths. Always verify PG signature from 7835090F. The message explicitly denies the validity of any unsigned puzzles as recently as April 2017. So there hasn't been anything new from the game since then. The actual game itself really is from 2014. That third puzzle has not been solved. It's been almost 5 years now. There's, people still attempting and trying, but there has not yet been a solution to that. There's a lot of theories about who's behind the game. I'll have a link in the show notes to a good documentary about the people that play the game and a little bit about the history. It's a little mini documentary. It's broken up into four episodes all together, and if you watch it in one sitting, it's like an hour of your time. I couldn't find any information about this Greek symbol. I think I have to go through my notes. I'm not as organized as I should be, but you have this here, which I'm sure is very important. And again, you have the degrees here. So there you have it. We have a new clue, a new key to solve. There's a few out there that haven't been solved, so this is another one on the list. this seems like to be a very interesting, fun one, a little different. You know, it has, it's like previous clues with images attached to it, but this is, you know, acrylic painting, Greek mythology, kind of an ode, if you will, or biting off of a previous famous ARG game called Cicada 3301. And again, they have this time span with these clues, which is a bit frustrating. Keeping the momentum, keeping, you know, clans have talked about leasing the public Telegram channel, you know, keeping the momentum going, keeping people together, keep people interested, particularly when you have these geolocation keys to be able to get somebody to be part of your clan that might be in the area, but they dipped out, and so you have no real way to really seriously connect with them, to be able to get out there and get, you know, the key, if you will. But again, like I said, drop 10 at a time, drop 12 at a time, drop 20 at a time. Let's get this going. We're supposed to have 400 out of a potential 1,000 keys to be able to obtain the bounty. So the pace of it is supposed to be for a year, and we're about to go into our 6th month. So, yeah. so here you have it. My name is Aroshi Shai. This is Sophie's Treasure Hunters. And